USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We do not seek the collapse of the regime.
And Secretary of State Rex Tillerson adds in a briefing at the State Department yesterday concerning North Korea.
We do not seek an accelerated reunification of the peninsula. We do not seek an excuse to send our military north of the 38th parallel.
Tillerson saying the U.S. is willing to have a dialogue with North Korea under the right conditions. He speaks in a bid to apparently de-escalate some tension created by Senate Republican Lindsey Graham's remarks earlier in the day.
There will be a war with North Korea over their missile program if they continue to try to hit America with an ICBM.
Meanwhile, the United States conducted its own test launch of an intercontinental ballistic missile, and it's being called a success. It was fired early today from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year Yorgage is 3.25%. APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The news for today, I'm sorry, we did the news. The weather for today, Wednesday, it is currently 85 degrees. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are expected this afternoon, mainly after 3 p.m., and some of the storms could produce heavy rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 88, and the winds coming from the west from 3 to 5 miles. Chance of precipitation is 30%, and tonight scattered showers and thunderstorms before 1 a.m. are also expected. Thursday, a slight chance of showers before 9 a.m., then scattered showers and thunderstorms after 3, partially sunny with a high near 89. Thursday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms before 1, and then Friday, scattered showers and thunderstorms after 1. Friday night, guess what? Scattered showers and thunderstorms. Saturday, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 79. So we have to wait till Sunday for a beautiful day. Anyway, it is currently 12:04.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program. I am also a licensed professional counselor. That means I have a master's in counseling, and I'm also nationally certified as a counselor. And I bring Counselor's Chat to you every week, every Wednesday at noon, so that I can give you some information about good mental health, some steps and some tips for good mental health to help remove the stigma of seeking out counseling if you have some issues such as depression or grief, anxiety, many different things that we might be struggling with, addiction. Well, my topic today is about simplifying our life. And, you know, I will say I know for myself that life can get pretty complicated at times. And we are in a situation, generally speaking, where we've got kids that we're taking care of, or elderly parents that we're taking care of, or we're in school and we're working and we have our home and relationships and all of the technology to keep up on, things that are supposed to make our life easier, I think actually complicate our life a little bit more. And I don't think that it's healthy. I don't think it's healthy physically. I definitely don't think that it's healthy emotionally when we feel so overwhelmed that we are always exhausted, that we feel depressed, that we feel anxious. So learning how to make our lives a little bit more simple can be really useful. One of the things that I find interesting, I will just kind of give you a little bit more background on about me. My undergraduate degree is in history and religion. I also took courses in philosophy, anthropology. I thought I was going to be a biblical archaeologist. So I was kind of all over the map. But one of the things that I remember from anthropology class is that human beings generally worked 20 hours a week. So when our lives were much more simple, when we were living in grass huts, even caves, we were living in a place and time in our lives where work only took 20 hours out of our week. And what did work mean? Work meant collecting wood, building our huts, making clothing, preparing food, making tools for hunting. That's it. 20 hours. The rest of the time in our week, we were napping, telling stories, dancing, sitting around the campfire, studying the stars, observing nature. Now, if we get 20 hours a week for relaxation, that's pretty phenomenal. I don't think most of us do. I think most of us are on the go so much that not only are we living against the grain of how we are built, we're doing it to such an extent that it's causing chaos and distress in our life. Chaos and depression. Chaos and anxiety. Broken relationships. Low self-esteem. Because we think we should do more. You know, we live in a society that is really about bigger and better and do more. But we're not always that healthy. So learning how to simplify, I think, can be really, really important. Because when we live our life in a more simplistic way, we have more contentment, and we're actually more optimistic. Now, some of the things that I'm going to suggest actually take time. And I know that I will use myself for as an example. Oh my gosh, I have to add something to my life? It's already crazy. However, sometimes the things that I'm going to suggest are about getting ourselves more organized. It's about using our time in a different way. And ultimately, it really is to simplify our lives. Sometimes, to simplify our lives, we actually have to take action. So, one of the things is learning how to declutter. Tidy up. You can take 10 to 45 minutes and get yourself organized. Make sure there's a laundry basket or hamper in each bedroom. And not only that, grab a laundry basket and choose a room to begin in. Just move quickly. Go through the room, pick up things that don't belong there, things that are out of place, put them in the laundry basket, put things back where they belong. Things that you don't need, things that you don't use. Once full, empty the contents on the dining room table or a clear space on the floor so you could sort them out. Put them where they belong. Put them in the garbage. Put them in either a donation section or if you plan on having a yard sale, which I will say for me, to simplify my life, I've had yard sales. The amount of time and effort of going through, putting price tags on, cleaning things up, setting up the tables, doing the, you know what, ultimately it's not worth even maybe the $500 or $600 if you're lucky to make that. So for me, I donate. I'm a big donator. Just work through one room at a time. And when you're complete, go to the next room. It really is about decluttering. How often have you gone through your closets? How often have you gone through your drawers? We buy more clothes, we stuff them in. We buy more clothes, we stuff them in. We buy more hangers to put more clothes, to stuff them in, and we have no more room because we're not taking out. So part of this process, is to get things out. Make room for the new, and you can do it quickly. Go through your closet. You know, what do I wear? Wear this, don't wear this, don't wear this, don't wear that. Take it off. I don't wear it. What am I keeping it for? I'm keeping it because what, someday I'm going to lose weight? Get rid of it. Move it out. Just go through it and move it out. Actually, doing something like practicing gratitude. Practicing gratitude can actually help simplify your life. Believe it or not, studies show that those of us who are regularly grateful over the good things in our lives are more likely to be more physically active. We're more likely to make sound and healthy choices in what we eat. We have a greater chance of sleeping better. We suffer less health problems. And all it takes is gratitude. And it's really hard sometimes for people to practice gratitude. But the reality is, if you stop and think about it, you can start creating a gratitude list. It's not that hard. I have nothing to be grateful for. Well, are you grateful that you have running water? It could be something simple like that, because there are some people that don't have running water, or indoor bathrooms, or a refrigerator. So it's making a small list of things and building on that. And the more you focus on the things that you're grateful for, the lighter your life actually becomes, and it actually feels, it simplifies things, believe it or not. So I'm going to take a short commercial break, and I'm going to be back shortly with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program. And I'm talking about how to simplify your life. So we've talked about a few things thus far, and like I said, one of them is doing sort of a running around and decluttering. The other one is to practice some gratitude. So the next one is rearranging a room, believe it or not. Spend some time in your living room or a place maybe that you watch television and reorganize it. Maybe get rid of your entertainment unit, put your TV on the wall. Make it so that your chairs face each other rather than the television. Again, we're talking about simplifying your life so that you start looking at the person that you're in the room with. And don't keep the TV on all the time. Read a book. Listen to music. Have a conversation. Watching television all the time does not simplify our lives, believe it or not. And I know a lot of us use television to relax. And some things that we watch can be relaxing. But so often we watch things that are drama-packed, including the news. I've learned, and I have been a news hound, for lack of any other word. I've learned to put the news on. If I don't hear of any major news alert thing going on, I turn it off. That means everything is fine. Otherwise, it's just scandal and propaganda and stuff. So work at not filling your life with that. Again, we're talking about making things a little bit less complicated. I know I have clients that come in, they're all stressed out because of what's going on in politics. Don't watch it. Like I said, it's fine to put on 5-10 minutes, see what's going on. News channels repeat themselves over and over and over again. You don't need to keep watching it. Nothing is going to change that fast. Get some plants. Bring the outdoors indoor. Believe it or not, plants actually help remove toxins in your house. They produce oxygen. We could all use a little more oxygen. And spend some time with your plants. Clip off dead leaves, water them, clean your leaves by wiping some dust off with a damp cloth, put a little fertilizer, pay attention to their watering needs so that you're watching them, you're being with the plants, and being it's part of being with nature. In addition, keep your dining room table surface clear where you eat. Keep it clear. Don't clutter it with all kinds of snacks and knickknacks and paper and craft items and mail and handbags, and you get it. Where you eat is not a clutter magnet. Where you eat needs to be simple. Put a vase with flowers or just something ornamental in the middle, a table runner, several candles, just to keep it decorated. But it's there for you to eat and sit and enjoy. So you're not watching television while you're eating. You're conversing with some of the other people at your table. And when you have a meal, use good china, good dishes. Use glasses. We are in a throwaway society. So instead of washing dishes, we use paper plates and plastic glasses and throw them out and make eating a special time. So you're setting time aside. Now you're saying, how in the world does this make our life less complicated? Well, we're not eating on the run. We're enjoying our meal. It makes us slow down. Prepare yourself in the morning or for the morning. One of the things that I know for myself, I try and get things done at night. Lunches get made at night. Idea of what I'm going to wear tomorrow. I have things organized. If you have kids, have their backpacks packed, their lunches made, their homework and whatever they're going to take in the book bag at night. The more you could do at night. And the one thing that I think can be really helpful, make sure your kitchen is clean. Clean out the kitchen sink. So that when you get up in the morning, your kitchen is not piled high with dishes and papers and things that needed to get put away and groceries from last Thursday. And it's organized. Believe it or not, when we have a cluttered space, when we live in a cluttered space, it affects our ability to function very well. And that cluttered space, it makes our lives more complicated. Now, sometimes we say, oh, I have piles of paper all over, but I know where things are in each pile. That may be the case. At the same time, it's actually better to file things away or have specific areas. Because what happens, and I know I'm at fault at this. My tendency is to, I have a peninsula, not an island, but a peninsula in my kitchen. And we don't sit there and eat. And I don't use it to cook. And it tends to be a place where I do most of my paperwork, pay bills, all the things that I need to do even for my own practice. Tends to happen in that space, and it can get really cluttered, and I hate it. My husband, he has a tendency to pile his mail up in 3 or 4 different places. So now we've got piles of paper throughout the house. His piles, my piles, things that need to get organized, things that need to get filed. And I know, frankly, for myself, I don't like it. It makes my life feel more complicated. When I get it all organized and put things away, my life feels more simple, more manageable. And it creates clear space, where I'm going to call a white space. That means there's a place where there's nothing there, just the counter. I don't need to have something on every table or every shelf. I can have a shelf that has one item on it. I don't need to have it cluttered with things. And I know right now there's transition going on in my family, and so my mom's giving me things, and they go on my and it's too much. I'm finding it's too much. It feels claustrophobic, not simple. It feels cluttered and overwhelming. But that, also look for places to store your kitchen appliances. It takes about 6 seconds to put things back after you use them. But there's this tendency to leave the blender and the crock pot and the coffee pot and the toaster and, you know, all of those things. They're all, the counter is just cluttered with gadgets. Find a place to put them away. If you can't find a place to put them away, you have too much in your kitchen. And you might need to get rid of some things. Or create a secondary storage space or a secondary pantry. So I know for myself, I have a place down in my basement where I keep extra toilet paper and Kleenex and those kinds of things. And I have some, what do you call them? They're those white styrofoam, good-sized white styrofoam containers where I put some extra things like extra breakfast cereal or flour, those kinds of things, and a shelf where I have extra tomatoes and beans and things that are in jars and cans. And they're, it's in the basement rather than stuffing the pantry. Again, it makes for breathing space. And when we have breathing space, our lives don't feel quite so cluttered and overwhelmed. And it actually does simplify our lives. And it's to do things with organization attached. So I'm not spending hours looking for something. One of the things that I do is I have spots for hammer, a screwdriver. Now, they make screwdrivers where you've got a handle that you, the handle is the same, but you could pull it out and it's got a small Phillips head and a small flat head on one side and a larger Phillips head and a larger flat head on the other side, so you can switch them around one handle. So that type of screwdriver, hammer, pair of pliers, tape, and a little jar with different kinds of nails and screws. I have in the back part of the house, in the kitchen, in the garage, in the basement. This way, if I need a hammer in the back part of the house or a screwdriver, I don't go all the way down to the basement or all the way out into the garage or have to figure out who used it last or where it was put. It's right there. Same thing with tape. So I've got different places in the house where I've got tape and scissors and you could even get a nice little decorative box. Put those things in there so they're right there at your fingertips. Believe it or not, make your bed every day. It takes about 5 minutes. And you say, well, now, how in the world is that going to simplify my life? That's adding things. Well, again, when my room looks neat, when my bed is made, when my clothes are put away, my bedroom is more peaceful. When my bedroom is more peaceful, there's a greater sense of inner calm. When there's a greater sense of inner calm, I'm feeling less inner chaos. My life feels easier. I don't have to be searching for a pair of shoes under my bed. I don't have to be looking through a pile of clothes to find something that I want to wear because it wasn't put away. When I get in my bed at night, everything's all smoothed out, and I actually sleep better. My pillows are fluffed. I sleep better. It contributes to inner calm. And when I am having a greater sense of inner calm, my life is less chaotic. And again, it's leading towards that simplify. And check your mindset. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, what are some things that are blocking you from reaching some of your goals? What are your can'ts? I can't do that. I can't say that. I can't let that go. What are your shoulds? I should be doing this. I should be doing that. He should be doing this. She should be doing that. What are your passions? Do you even know? Are you giving yourself time? I can't ever do that. My life is too complicated. I can't garden. I can't go for a walk. I can't take yoga. My life is too complicated. The can't, okay, is the mindset. You may need to write down some of your goals. What do you want to change? Where is your greatest need to slow down? What do you stand to gain when you do slow down? Write down your strengths. What are you good at? Gardening, organizing, planning, cooking healthy meals? Write down your weaknesses. What are your challenges? What circumstances make things more difficult for you in your life? Are there ways that you can maybe detach, eliminate, or limit? And check your answers. Why? Again, if you have can'ts, shoulds, you may need to reorganize or rethink. And putting your goals on paper can actually help you achieve them. I have a file in my kitchen that has all of the different things that I'd like to achieve where I live. Room that I want to paint, even the color that I've picked is attached to it. Just haven't gotten to it yet, which is okay. Some of the flowers that I've ordered for the gardens. Different ideas. It's sort of my catch-all idea folder. What that does is it helps me achieve my goals because I can go through that periodically and say, oh yeah, that's right, I wanted to do that, or that's the color, or hey, you know what, I've gotten that done. And I pull that out. One of the things that I think that can be really useful in getting more simplicity into our lives is to create a donation box. And I know I mentioned that a little bit early about going into a room and getting it organized, but this is a little different. Now, I don't have a donation box. I actually have a donation bag. But when I find that there's something that I don't wear, I don't wait until I call somebody to come and pick up my donations. I've been collecting them throughout the months. And I put them in the bag. Set them aside. I have a place where you might set them aside. It could be a basket that you put in your coat closet. Just some space where you just say, you know what, I don't need this anymore. Why do I keep this? I just did this the other day. I went through two of my junk drawers, and I don't know where I got these little pedometers things. You know, you kind of attach it to your clothes with a little clip, so you go for a walk. And you know, we've got Fitbits now and our cell phones and all the stuff that tracks all that. I don't need those two things. I don't even know where I got them. They're just sitting in my drawer creating clutter. So I set them aside for my donation bag. Asking yourself, what am I keeping this for? Maybe someone else could use it. So it's a good thing to set some of those things aside. You know, I'm going to say, I don't know for you, I know for me, I get things in the mail. You know, so let's say I've made a donation to the American Lung Association or Foundation. I get a calendar. I get notepads. I get more notepads. I get more notepads. I have more of those notepads, you know, for your shopping list, and I donate them. There's just way too many. I don't need all those notepads. And I ask myself, do I really need all this? That's the question. Do you really need it? Now you might say, oh, I might need it. I might need it is different than I really need it. So, yes, I'm kind of talking about decluttering. But like I said, checking our mindset, how we think about things, planning ahead. Practicing gratitude. All of these things add to it. So if my outside is cluttered, chances are my inside is also cluttered. So I'm going to take another short commercial break, and I will be back shortly with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, licensed professional counselor, and your host for today's program.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I'm Ruth Altamura, your host for today's program, and I'm talking about how to simplify your life. So there's many things that I've talked about, some of which are about organizing, some of which is about the way we look at things, setting goals and plans, being grateful, creating storage. How about planning a meal? Planning ahead. I know that for myself, my life can be complicated with clients sometimes not getting home until 8 or 8:30 at night and then having dinner. One of the things that I find really, really useful for me is planning my meals ahead. What does that mean? That means not only do I just plan ahead, I make ahead. So if I cook 2 pieces of chicken, I might as well cook 6 pieces of chicken. Even if I cook it and freeze it, so that I always have something cooked to just heat up for dinner. It really makes life a lot easier instead of spending 30 minutes to 45 minutes getting dinner made when it's already made. So if I'm cooking one thing, I might as well cook it twice at the same time. Now, if you're one of those people who say, oh, I don't eat leftovers, you might want to reconsider. Especially when I don't necessarily think of the things that I cooked today. So if I cook four pieces of chicken today, that when I have it Friday, let's say, then I'm having a leftover. Because I'm not cooking it specifically, eating it and having some left over. I am actually cooking extra for another meal. It's not a leftover. It's not where I put something on the table and there's, I don't know, a spoonful of peas left in the pot. That's a leftover. So chances are I generally don't have leftovers. I just have things that I have for another meal. It can get you out of a mindset of I don't eat leftovers. Well, if I don't look at it as a leftover, then it's not a leftover. Now, sometimes people like to sit down and actually plan their meals ahead of time. One of the things that I tend to do is I like to get my grocery flyer from my grocery store. I go through, I see what's on sale. I do use coupons. I match my coupons with the sale items, and that's what I plan my meals. It's not so much, oh, what do I feel like having? It's more of a plan of action so that I buy things that are on sale. I cook them. I may only cook twice a week because I'm pre-cooking meals. It saves on time. It saves on energy. It really makes my life a lot easier. Another thing that's really important, speaking of shopping and cutting coupons, it really is getting finances in order. And again, this is about making your life less complicated. We all have bills. Now, we may need to create a budget that works. Budget means I have a specific amount of money that's designated to specific things. Groceries, heat, electricity, credit cards, rent or mortgage, insurance, savings, car payment. I might want to save for holidays, save for vacation. There are some banks that have Christmas and holiday vacation savings accounts where you put $5 or $10 in every week. Work on a system that works for you. One of the things that I do every day when I get the mail, I go through my mail, which again is another way to simplify your life. Don't hold on to your mail. You get it. You go through it. You put into recycling what you're not going to. Don't say, well, I'm going to look at this later. Don't ever say, I'm going to look at this later. That's how you get your piles, believe me. That's probably my husband's problem. He looks at it later, so we have piles. And he never gets to that later. I don't do that. The piles I have tend to be things that I'm currently working on. Okay, that's an aside. But one of the things that I do, I get a bill in the mail. I have a clip. I take that bill and I go, oh, it's due on the 21st. It goes between the bill that's due on the 18th and the bill that's due on the 27th. So now I just automatically file my bills in order of date due. And I have a pretty good idea when my bills are due. And I look at them maybe four times a month. I'll say once a week. Oh, this. And they're already organized. And I have a spot with a big clip on them. And that's where they go. So they're not scattered around. They're an organized place. And I keep them in the same place. It makes it easier and it frees you up from the constant stress and worry did I pay that bill? When did I pay that bill? The other thing, too, a lot of times you could just pay things online. Makes life a lot easier. One of the things that my husband likes to do, he pays the bill online. He prints the payment page. I don't do that. I don't do that because it uses more ink. Now I have more paper to file. I just write down the number. You know, I paid my bill. Oh, here's the number that your bill was paid. I write it on the bill, how much I paid, the date I paid it, gets filed. It's really not that difficult on how to get yourself organized to take care of your finances. And I think this is one of the areas where computers are extremely useful, because we can now go online and look at our accounts and check out our checking accounts and our savings accounts and move money around that way and pay our bills that way. It really does simplify our lives, and I think that is a very useful tool, using the computer for that. There are several other things that I'm going to talk about in terms of simplifying our lives, but I do need to take one more commercial break before I get to them. And I will be back momentarily with Counselor's Chat. I am your host, Ruth Altamura-Roll, and let's hear what our sponsors have to say.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. I am also a licensed professional counselor. I have a small practice here in Flemington, and I work with people who are struggling with issues of depression, anxiety, obsessive-compulsive disorder, post-traumatic stress, people who are in early to moderate stages of recovery in from addictions, people who have family members who are struggling with an addiction, codependency, adult children of alcoholics, or adult children of addiction, people with eating disorders, people struggling with grief, people struggling with loss, anger management. So it's quite a bit of things that I do. I've been in this field for over 30 years now, so I have a little bit of experience. If you are interested in finding out more of what I do or finding out a little bit more about who I am, you can follow me on Counselor's Chat. That's my Facebook page. You can also go to the web, www.altarolecounselor.net. That's Altarole with two L's, counselor.net. And you can give me a call at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. If you're interested in making an appointment for counseling services, I'd be more than happy to meet with you. I do not keep a waiting list. Or if you would like to just make a comment about my show or have a suggestion for a topic, that would be fantastic also. So today I'm talking about simplifying our lives, and some of it does mean that I have to put some time and some effort into things to get my life a little more organized, to declutter, to maybe rearrange things, put some plants, take things out, clear surfaces, put things away, organize the kitchen, organize the pantry, plan a meal, make your bed, have a donation bin, plan tonight for tomorrow morning, so get prepared for the morning. So these are all some things that you can do. But there's also other things that create using our minds. So it's about practicing gratitude. Heck, when I say to someone, give me a list of five things that you like about yourself, I get this deer in the headlights look. When I say, give me five things that you don't like about yourself, they just rattle it off really quickly. So practice looking at positive things in your own life. So that can be really, really useful to, believe it or not, make your life a little less complicated. And again, check your mindset. Notice if you have a lot of can'ts. I can't do that. Excuse me. Or shoulds. I shouldn't do that. Or you should do that. Or those things really prevent us from moving forward. And getting our finances in order, also another really good thing. Excuse me. Work on being accountable. What does that mean? Well, I'm going to tell someone about what I'm doing. I've decided I'm going to organize a room. I'm joining a gym. I'm going to let someone else know my actions, and hopefully they will help me stay accountable. In addition, I want to do something like daily meditation. Now, meditation doesn't necessarily mean I sit cross-legged on the floor and say Om. A daily meditation can be doing something that is routine, but it's really about a sense of focus. It's a mindfulness practice. I can take a deep breath, close my eyes, and just notice something that I feel in terms of touch in the moment, right now. Do I taste anything right now? Can I hear anything in the now? Can I smell something right now? Do I smell something? And if I open my eyes, what do I see in front of me? Colors, shapes, items. One of the things that I could do is I could take this practice, okay, and I could use it just in breathing. Or I could do it with an activity. So that's that mindfulness practice. What am I doing right now? Let's say I am folding laundry. Instead of thinking about my shopping list and the kids and this and that and all of the angst that I might have, I'm just folding laundry. I'm pulling a towel out. The towel is green. I'm folding it half. It feels warm. I could smell the freshness of the towel. It feels soft. Okay, I'm hearing the sound of the dryer. Being in the present moment, just using my senses. I can take any activity that I do and practice that. I can also then say, you know what, there are certain things that I have to worry about. Maybe I need to check my finances. Well, I'm going to set some time aside this afternoon and go and check my finances. In the meantime, I'm folding laundry. I'm brushing my teeth. I'm making something to eat. I'm being in the present moment. And lastly, it's about acceptance. Now, acceptance does not mean that we accept bad situations. It means that we accept the fact of them, we accept our limitations, we accept our strengths, our weaknesses, and then we decide what we're going to do. How are we going to handle it? If I accept my weaknesses, I can say, well, instead of just saying, well, I'm really weak at that, I'm going to give up. Well, maybe there's something I need to learn, or maybe there's something I need to change. I accept it and I move on. I accept my limitations. I accept my challenges. I accept my feelings. And I move on. So I hope this was useful. Give yourself some time to unplug, to meditate, to notice if your thoughts are negative, change them into positive thoughts. Notice you have some ideas that you're stuck in, the can'ts and the shoulds. Work at gratitude. Get yourself organized. Declutter. And spend some good time with some good friends. And turn off the gadgets. I didn't mention that one. Turn off the gadgets. So this is Ruth Altamira Roll. I've completed my show for today, and I hope you come back next week, and I wish you a simple, peaceful week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jules McKinney.
The new Russia sanctions bill is a done deal. President Trump signed the measure at the White House this morning. The new sanctions are in response to Moscow's meddling in the presidential election. Trump has been skeptical about the bill, but he faced the likelihood that the House and Senate would easily override a veto. New sanctions on North Korea and Iran are included in the legislation. Meanwhile, the president and two Republican senators are introducing a bill today